Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Welcome to us. We are injury attorneys. We've been helping people put their lives back together again for over 30 years. If you've been injured, we can help you. You know, what's interesting about our law firm is we have a lot of experience. You can put our experience to work for you, but we've learned over the years what to do and how to do it and how to help you and how to help people and their families, how to get your medical bills paid, how to recover from the insurance company. All that is important, and all that is part of our Bell and Pollack legal game plan. We trademark protected that concept. Our legal game plan is based on our years of experience, based on the results we've had, and you can put it to work for you and your family. And you get a free initial consultation, and included in that free initial consultation, you get our free legal game plan. Injury attorneys, we do the show for you, to educate you, to teach you, to try to give you information that you need to have an equal playing field, a chance, a fighting chance with the insurance company that's going to try to beat you and defeat you once you've been injured. And let's face it, this is not the ordinary world for you. You don't have these injuries every day. You don't have accidents every day. Your family members aren't affected. Maybe you don't work at all. Maybe you work part-time. Maybe you can't work the way you used to. Maybe you were the breadwinner, and you just can't contribute to the family anymore. And it's very, very devastating. You need somebody on your side, in your corner. Bell and Pollack, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we've been doing this for years. We're glad to help you. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. We have a 1-800 number, 1-800-559-5920. We have an office in Greenwood Village, an office in Denver, an office in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We do big ones, medium ones, small ones, and we do them very well. We've done them for years. You need somebody in your corner with experience, and that's our law firm. You can give us a call anytime, or you can email us. And by the way, if you want a free copy of any of our books, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can download free an e-copy there, or you can call us or contact us, and we'll send you a hard copy free. And very interesting books, a lot of interesting subjects. We got more books coming out. And so that's the way it goes. So, you know, today we got a very complicated subject to talk to you about, and that's called the make-whole doctrine. And so I'm going to set the scenario up, and then Brad's going to take it over. But the make-whole doctrine applies if you're injured in an accident, you're injured in a trauma. It could be a slip and fall. It could be an incident at a store. It could be a car accident, a truck accident, a motorcycle accident. If you're injured and you need medical help, and let's say you have health insurance, it doesn't have to be that way. It can apply other ways. But if you have health insurance, and they pay your medical bills. Now you're going to recover from the at-fault party's insurance company eventually at the end of this process. And so, Brad, let's cover a little bit what the breakdowns mean to people when this happens.
Well, you know, when you're hurt, you're going to be seeking certain kinds of damages, and those damages are going to be both economic and non-economic damages. So the economic damages you're going to be seeking will be medical expenses, and the important part is you're not only seeking past medical expenses, but you're seeking future medical expenses. The same thing with regard to your work and your income. You're not only seeking money you've lost in the past from not being able to work, but you're seeking any kind of losses you'll have in the future with regard to your employability and whether or not you can make money in the future and how much it's been compromised. That's the beginning part that you're going to look at when you're looking at economic losses.
Right. Well, you know, so let's get this example straight in your mind. So you've been injured. You got health insurance covering your bills. Let's say your bills are now $19,000, okay? And you recover from the at-fault party's insurance company, finally, because you've got good attorneys representing you. You know how to navigate the insurance maze. You've got information. So your medical bills are $19,000. So do you have to pay the $19,000 back to your health insurance company? They want it back, and there's a provision in their insurance contract that says they're subrogated, meaning they want their money paid back to you. And so that's a very important point.
It is an important point because the question is going to come up is, wait a minute, let's say my medical bills are $10,000 or $15,000as of the point that I'm resolving my case. The doctors have told me I'm going to need a surgery in the future and my medical bills are going to be another $40,000 or $50,000. So now I'm looking at a $50,000 bill in the future at some point. Maybe it's not the appropriate time for the surgery, but it's going to be needed. Or the doctors have told me I'm going to be on a lifetime of some kind of medication. So I'm looking at $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in the future. but my current medical bills are only $19,000. The policy provides for me $25,000 or $50,000. I add in my lost wages. Suddenly, I find out that the policy really is going to pay will pay for the lost wages and for the medical bills to the point of settlement, but it's only leaving me a very small fraction of the amount I need for future care. Okay, now I've got this small fraction of amount that I need for future care. I'm actually going to be upside down. I'm not going to get all the money paid. So the question is, my health care provider has been extending this money to me because I have a health insurance policy of one form or another. Now, this doesn't count, Gary, it doesn't count for Medicaid. It only counts on a health care provider that I've got from private insurance or through my employment or whatever. But health care provider has been paying this money, and now they're looking, saying they want their money back. They're saying, advanced you $15,000 or $20,000 for your care. You just collected $50,000. We want our $20,000 back. And they a lot of times say it's in our policy. It's right in our documents.
You know, it's that simple. One of our examples we just used was $19,000 on medical bills. And let's say, as Brad's example said, you have another $50,000 coming up in the future, but you're going to settle and get your injury claim settled right now. And let's say you have $19,000 in medical bills. In the future, you're going to need another $70,000 in medical bills, but the policy for the at-fault driver, the insurance policy, is only $25,000. And so they say, we're going to pay you the $25,000. Now, there's other things to consider that we've covered in other shows, so this is not just completely in a vacuum. But for this example only, you have medical bills are $19,000. You're going to need $70,000 in future medical treatment. And that's not all your injuries or damages. That's not everything that you need to be paid for. But we're using this as an example. And so the at-fault insurance companies, that person only had $25,000 minimum, state minimum. And so they pay you the $25,000. So now you've been paid $25,000 from the insurance company for the at-fault party, and your health insurance company says your medical bills are $19,000. And then, Brad, we want the whole $19,000 paid back to us. And so how does that work? Because we got a new statute in Colorado called the make-whole statute. How does that work for the injured victim?
Well, and that's exactly it. They say they want that money paid back. Now, in common law, we used to have a lot of fights over who's going to get the money and how they were going to get it. The make-whole statute, the make-whole doctrine that we have in Colorado are two different things. And once you remember, the make-whole doctrine has been around forever.
Right.
It's common law right of recovery that we used to use against insurance companies to say, wait a minute, our client hasn't been made whole and you shouldn't get anything until our client's made whole. Because after all, our client has been, in one form or another, been paying premiums to you, Mr. and Mrs. Insurance Company. We've been paying in premiums to you for years to be protected with regard to our health care and to make sure where our health care is going to be there when we need it, and it's going to be paid for by the insurance company. So now we turn around and we say, well, let's go the next step and realize that, okay, the make-whole statute puts into writing what the doctrine has always talked about. And the make-whole statute gives you procedures that you can follow to be more certain that it's going to apply, or to maybe be more certain that it's not going to apply.
Or that it's not going to apply. So, you know, so you got this situation, $19,000 in medical bills, you recover the whole policy from the at-fault party, they only bought $25,000. You know, we're not talking about UM or UIM right now. So they pay you $25,000, and your health insurance company, company XYZ, your own health insurance company, says we want the $19,000 back. That leaves you $6,000 for everything else. And so the make-whole statute basically says that if you're not fully compensated, you need to listen to this. If you're not fully compensated for all your injuries, all your damages, all your losses by the insurance company for the at-fault party, $25,000 in our example, then certain procedures apply, Brad, where you can protect yourself, put them on notice, and then there's a procedure where you can follow the right rules and not pay them back anything at all under certain circumstances.
Right. And the procedures, you're going to have to give notice. You're going to have to explain how much you got. You're going to have to explain why you're asserting the right. You may have to explain what your bills are, your expenses are, why the make-whole doctrine or why the make-whole provision comes into effect, and be able to show that you've not been made whole. It's something you're going to have to advance to the insurance company and let them know that, and when I say insurance company, now I'm talking about the health insurance company.
Right, exactly.
Actually, what we refer to them as is provider of medical benefits. And after the break, we'll probably talk a little bit about how this provider of medical benefits comes into conflict a little bit with the federal courts and whether or not that can really happen in some instances. You got to be careful here. But, you know, the provider of medical benefits is not going to be able to exercise a right of compensation against your recovery that you've received from the at-fault party unless and until you've been made whole. And
right.
That That's, made whole means not only past but present and future bills.
Boy, you made a great point. So past and present, past, up to this date, and in the future for the rest of your life. That needs to be taken into consideration. So this make-whole doctrine is very important. Right after the break, we're going to give you some more tips concerning the make-whole doctrine. If you've been injured in an accident, you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to find. It's easy to navigate. It's user-friendly because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We got offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We got over 30 years of experience helping injured families and injured victims put their lives back together again. You can call upon and put to use our experience for you, for your benefit. All you have to do is contact us. You get a free initial consultation, and included therein, you get a free legal game plan. And we said many times before, the insurance company on the other side, the one that represents the at-fault party who hit you, injured you, rear-ended you, T-boned you, any kind of trauma, they are trying to mitigate, reduce your payout. And they're trying to do it almost down to nothing, if not nothing. They want to save their money, and they have a legal game plan, and don't you ever let yourself be convinced they don't. They have a legal game plan against you. They might seem friendly. They might say hi. They might say, well, we need to adjust your claim, or we can't pay you if you do this for us unless you do this, this, and this, and this, which we've covered in other shows. We've given you your rights. They might seem that way, but they're there to beat you, period. This is war. You need to understand the principles of war. Okay, today we're talking about the make-whole doctrine. You're injured in a car crash. That's our example. Your medical bills are $19,000. The at-fault party only had $25,000 of coverage. They're willing to pay it to you. Your future medical care is going to be another $70,000.
So, Brad, let's talk about the steps you got to give the people notice. And the general rule is if you're not going to be fully compensated by the $25,000, if you're not going to be fully compensated by the money paid by the at-fault insurance company, you have a good chance, if you follow the right rules and steps and procedures, you have a good chance that you don't have to pay the health insurance company back anything.
Right. And the good chance is going to be if you've jumped through the hoops required by the statute. And the hoops required by the statute are then going to put the onus, are going to put the burden back on the insurance company to determine whether or not they're going to contest your position that you haven't been made whole. And if they do decide they want to contest it, then they're going to be bound by arbitration. Everybody's going to go to arbitration, pick arbitrators, and go determine whether or not you've been made whole. Or what's going to happen is you're just going to get the money. So it's left up to the insurance company. So you have to give notice. You have to give notice of the settlement. You have to let them know that you've gotten the money that you're getting. Now we talk about settlement in this situation because there's certain presumptions that you're going to have to deal with. And if we're talking about a judgment, if you've actually gone to court and gotten a judgment, then that is an automatic position that or a presumption that you've been made whole as a result of the judgment, because they say the jury will ultimately determine what the judgment should be.
Right. So if you go to court, that's example number one. You don't settle before court. You go to court, the jury renders a verdict of X dollars, then it's presumed. And remember, today especially, but in the law, the word presumption or legal presumption is very, very important and very powerful. So if you go to court, example number one, you have a trial and the jury awards you X dollars, then it's presumed that that's the amount of money that you were entitled to. That's the amount of damages that made you whole. Whether you agree with it or not, that's presumed to be the amount. So that's one example when you go to court. But, Brad, let's take about another example that you've been injured. You've got attorneys working for you, helping you navigate this insurance maze with a legal game plan, and they're going to try to settle with you. And then our example, a $25,000 settlement, state minimum, and you had $19,000 in medical bills and $70,000 in the future. So you give them notice, and then what happens when you give the insurance company notice? Yeah, I mean, you got to give them notice of the settlement, the amount of attorney's fees, the costs in the case. You have to be very technically correct about this notice. But once you do, then what happens to this health insurance company that says, we want our money back, we want our $19,000 back?
Well, the health insurance company then comes in and says, we want our $19,000 back. What happens is you're going to go to arbitration. You're going to select an arbitrator. They're going to select an arbitrator. They're going to jointly select a third. Sometimes you can just agree on one arbitrator. You don't have to go to three. But if you can't agree on an arbitrator, you're going to get three arbitrators, and you're going to present your case to the arbitrators to determine whether or not you've been made whole. And if the arbitrators determine that this is not enough money for you to be made whole, then the insurance company is not going to get their money. Plus, the insurance company is going to be responsible for the costs of the arbitration. So they're going to have to pay some extra money, extra layers of money, for refusing to acknowledge and see that you've been made whole, or acknowledge and see that you were not made whole, and they shouldn't get their money. On the reverse side, if the arbitrators determine you have been made whole, then you're going to owe the insurance company that subrogated amount, the amount that they've advanced on your behalf.
Right. So, again, let's use some numerical examples because it's very important. In our example where they had $25,000 and your damages are $70,000 more in the future on medical bills, and remember, that doesn't count your injuries, your pain and suffering and all that. So you have not been fully compensated. That's important because then that kicks in the make-whole statute. You give the notice to the health insurance company that you got the $25,000. Your medical bills in the past are $19,000. In the future, they're going to be $70,000, and you have other categories of damages. Therefore, you have not been fully compensated. You have not been fully paid for all your injuries, your damages, and losses. And then you give the notice to the health insurance company that says, here's the settlement, $25,000. Here's my medical bills. Here's the cost in the case. Here's my attorney's fees. Here, I had to hire an attorney. And so there's a 60-day provision in the statute, Brad. So once you give the notice to them, now you don't want to pay the health insurance company back any money. That's the whole goal here. So you give them the 60 days notice. What happens, Brad, if they don't do anything within the 60 days? I mean, you just covered they can request arbitration. But what happens if they're just completely silent, they do nothing, and then the 60 days comes and goes, and you gave all the proper notices and you met the other parts of the statute, then what happens here?
Well, let's go with the 60 days. First of all, from the date that you receive your money, you have 60 days to put them on notice. So that's the first notice. You've got 60 days from the date you receive the money. If you go past that, then you're going to lose the benefits of the statute. Whether or not common law, the statute does not say that it does not allow or somehow abrogates common law. So whether or not you still have a common law claim is something that I don't even think has gone to the court since the statute's been passed.
I don't think it has either.
Because most attorneys are making sure they get within the 60-day notice. If they give the notice within 60 days, then the insurance company, the provider of benefits, has 60 days to at that point request arbitration. And if the provider of benefits does not seek arbitration within the 60 days from the notice being given to them, then they're going to be left with a situation where they now no longer have rights to seek their subrogation.
Right. So if you give them the technical, you know, statutory notice, you put the round pegs in the round holes in the statute, the square pegs in the square holes, you give them the notice, you follow the rules, you follow the procedures. They want their $19,000 back. The health insurance company wants all their money back. So if you have not been fully compensated and you give the notice and they do nothing. They don't request arbitration or anything. Okay? And they got a couple of tricks that they use, which we'll cover with you in a minute. If they do nothing, then you're not going to have to pay them back because you have not been fully compensated and all the terms and provisions and rules of the statute were met. Now, Brad, let's cover one of the things they do. You have this example. You give notice to the insurance company, the health insurance company, that this notice under the statute, basically that you've not been fully compensated and that you don't want to pay them back. And what they try to do is write you letters, right? Sometimes they write you letters. Their only remedy is to demand arbitration. That is their only remedy. But they write you a letter, your attorney letter. We get them all the time. This is, you know, no. We want to be paid back. That letter doesn't count. Then they write you another letter, said we have it in our insurance policy, a subrogation clause. You're supposed to pay us back. That doesn't count under the statute. Their remedy under the statute is to request and demand arbitration, right. Period. So when they make all this other, what I call noise, peripheral noise, letters, demands, they have to meet the terms of the statute. And if they don't, they don't get their money back, right?
Now, this goes back to other shows we've given and other times we've talked to you about not letting the payer of benefits, the health insurance company, know the information that they always will try to get from you through their groups of Xerox Recovery Group or Avectis or certain of their groups, where they're going to try and hound the insurance company on the car insurance company for the at-fault party to make checks out payable to both of them or to not give their payments until they get their money or to recognize they have a, quote, lien on the proceeds. Because you're going to find it much more difficult when you're dealing with these companies and their name is being put on the check or somehow the car insurance company determines, for the at-fault party, determines they have to deal with them or they have to honor some kind of notice. Basically, the car insurance company, for the at-fault party, should not be concerned about those kind of claims being made. They should instead be saying, we're turning this all over to the plaintiff. We're turning it all over to the injured party. We're turning it all over to their attorneys. And we're telling your attorneys, you take care of this. And if the attorneys are doing their job, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go assert the make whole doctrine. They're going to assert these provisions. They're going to make these notices. And they're going to make the insurance company, the health provider, the payer of benefits, have to explain why and how they believe you've been made whole. And what provision they can exercise to be able to get your money.
Right. This is a very complicated area of the law. We're trying to make it simple to understand because it's hard for attorneys to understand this area of the law. But it's critical that you go through the proper steps. It's critical that you know you might have a remedy. And I want to emphasize to you right now, there are many, many exceptions to what Brad and I are talking to you about right now. We just don't have time to cover all of them. And we'd be a separate law course anyway if we did. But you need to understand that many times, if the rules are met, the procedures in the statute are met, you're not going to have to pay the health insurance company back their money. Some exceptions to that, but you're not going to have to pay them back. And then sometimes that puts them in a position where they want to negotiate with you. This is the make whole statute. You are the injured victim. You are entitled to be made whole, meaning fully compensated for all your damages, injuries, and losses. Then you say, well, wait a minute, Gary, Brad, you said the example was the at-fault party only had $25,000 of insurance. Well, we've done shows on UIM before, underinsured motorist coverage, UM coverage, uninsured motorist coverage, and we can't repeat that here. There are ways to do this, but you need experienced attorneys. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Don't forget it, championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. It's an information-loaded website. Because we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com. or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We're injury attorneys. And by the way, don't forget, on Saturday mornings, every Saturday, 7 o'clock on your AM dial, we have a one-hour show, live call-in show, where you can call us and ask us any legal question on any legal subject. And why do we do that? We do it as a community service, even though we're injury attorneys. You know, as we said many times, we're injury attorneys in our day lives, in our radio lives on Saturday morning. We're there to answer your questions on any subject. It's on KHOW, AM dial, 6:30 AM, KHOW, and you can listen to that anytime. You can call us or you can email us questions. Okay, Brad. So kind of a wrap up here on this show is that you're injured in a car crash. There are certain circumstances where the health insurance company wants their money back that they paid for your medical bills, your treatment. It wasn't your fault, and they want to be paid back. And there are certain procedures under the statute that can be followed where you can say to them you don't get anything back at all.
Right. And it's important that you understand these procedures should, at least as far as I'm concerned, always be followed. You know, they should always be exercised. They should always be advanced. Let the healthcare provider argue in one form or another why your client isn't entitled to, or why the injured party isn't entitled to keep all the money. Why should you be turning this money over to subrogation? I want you to remember, subrogation kicks in because you have a collateral source, an insurance company, healthcare provider, that's paying bills not based out of the goodness of their heart, not because they want to be benevolent or because they love you or they care about mankind. It's because you paid them a premium. And your policy was in force at the time. And because you paid them a premium and your policy was in force, they're paying it because they have to. And now they want the money back because they want money. And you have the right to exercise your law, your legal rights to keep from paying that money and to get the benefit of the health insurance that you paid for.
And so Brad just said it all. He just hit the nail right on the head. Think about this. We're about to come to the end of the show. Think about this. You paid a premium out of your pocket for your health insurance coverage. Then you got injured, somebody else caused the injury. Now you're going to recover from that somebody else, the at-fault person. And the insurance company, the health insurance company you paid the premium to, wants to keep the premium and be paid back. Keep your premium and be paid back. If you're injured, give us a call, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.